not crying anymore. Oh, because I praise the Lord. I've been laughing all day long because of my Lord. Depression doesn't faze me anymore. Anxiety is gone because of my Lord.
It's time. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Lost Light and Laughter, an uplifting show about laughter after tragedy. I'm your host, Michelle A. If you're ready for some inspiration and laughter in your life, you've tuned in to the right show.
It's time to show love, everybody. Show love one time. He's strong enough to fight my battles. I know he'll never give me more than I can handle. My Lord, my King, the one that I do love. He sends his love down from...
Hey, y'all. It's Michelle A. here, and I am back with another episode of Lost Light and Laughter. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. On today's episode, listen, been interviewing coaches nonstop. And I have another one on the show today. Now, this coach, I'm going to say this. She does it all. Okay? She does it all with a spirit of excellence. All right? I have to stay in my lane with Tasha Lane. Okay? Tasha Lane, come on in and tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Oh, Michelle, thank you for having me. Thank you for the intro. Yes, my name is Tasha Lane. I am a certified abundant life coach, best-selling author, a transformational speaker, a minister, just truly after the heart of God. And I'm just in the business and helping women of faith, those who are stuck, struggling, that lack confidence, and they are ready to find their lane to living out their purpose and to living out their best life. So
amen.
That's what
I do. Amen.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right, coach. All right. You know, the name of the show is called Lost Light and Laughter. Tell the audience about a significant loss that you've experienced in your life.
Oh, yes. In 2019, my husband of 18 and a half years, he decided to walk out of my life. Sent me an email stating that he no longer wished to basically wants to be married. Because
hold on. You said an email, Tasha?
Girl. Telling me I'm going to have to find somewhere to stay. But at that time, yes, I was hurt, Michelle. I was hurt. I was broken. I was lost. I went to a slight state of depression. I did not know where I was going to go, what I was going to do, because at the time I was off work. I had an old injury that resurfaced in my life. So I was off work on disability. And that was just one of those moments that it just came out of nowhere on top of the things that was already happening, already going on. So going through that, it was painful. It was quite painful. And I was a caregiver for my mom at the time. So a lot of stress, a lot of things that I was carrying, a lot of things that I was responsible for. And at the same time, I was trying to keep myself together, mental health, physical health, and all of that. And just one time, you know, and it was a challenging, I would say, season, because from the 2017 up until leading to 2019, it was quite stressful. Mm-hmm. Working on a 9-to-5, trying to fight people on your jobs. I know you understand it, girl.
Right.
Get up in your company, and those that don't want to go further than where they are, they don't believe in change. But I've always been an agent of change. But those times and that season, it was quite painful. And I'm here to tell you that nobody but the grace of God that kept me in that.
Absolutely.
And I found out that during a time when it was time for me to actually leave my home, I think that was the most hurtful thing. You know, you work so hard to have something. You work so hard in marriages, and nothing is perfect.
Right.
None of us are perfect. But when you work, you know, and you had the heart to keep working, and now you're left with facing with whatever you have that life has dealt you.
Yeah. Right?
And I had to make a decision, Michelle. I had to make a decision if I was going to get up out of that bed from just crying, my eyes out if I was going to get off that floor. You know, sometimes on the floor, just praying and crying out to God, and God this, and God, why me? God, why does that happen to me? But I had to find strength to get off that floor.
Yeah.
Right? I had to find strength to get up off that bed and said, you know what, Tasha? You shall live and not die.
Amen.
Truly, at that time, I felt like, you know, when you're going through all of those things at the same time, you feel like that is a piece of you is dying.
It is. 18 years is a long time. Not everybody makes it to 18 years. Yeah. Much, you know, I mean, it's if you can make it to 10, you think you have a fighting chance. You make it to 15, you think we might make it to 20, y'all. We're going to have a 20-year anniversary. And then, bam, you don't even get there. So that's a lot of your identity. That's a lot of holidays and birthdays and anniversaries. Yeah. You know, your identity in some way, form, or fashion, it is wrapped into the marriage. You know, and you think about all the relationships that you've cultivated in 18 years. They don't just know Tasha. They know Tasha and, you know, or this person and Tasha. You know, it's like your names blend together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard. It's hard. And I know you're a woman of faith. And so talk to our viewers. Tell us, where is the light? Where is God? God, this is 18 years and I prayed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. God, you know we pray. You know I believe. You know I'm trusting. Tasha, because that's what I mean. I know. I get it. I was married for 16 years, so I know. Like, God, hold on a minute.
Absolutely.
If I wasn't praying, I could understand. Yeah. But to be a praying and a faithful wife, and you're just like, oh Lord, talk to me about where God is. Talk to me about the light. What did God say to you? How did He show up?
Girl, I'm telling you, God was all in it, right? Okay. When I told you I had to make up my mind, that mind came from God. Said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. I had to remind myself of the faith that I stood upon, right? Yes. Former first lady, you know, we had our own ministry, former first lady. So we lived by the word of God. So my faith was the only thing that I had, Michelle, to be that lifeline and say, girl, you better get up off the speed. Girl, still anointed. Come on. You still anointed. Mm-hmm. God's still going to use you. Mm-hmm. He's going to forgive you, you know, but it's time to move on. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened, Michelle. And it wasn't until the next year of 2020 when I believe when I first met you and certification, life coaches certification classes. Yeah. And that is where I can honestly say my healing process took place.
Amen.
I thought I went in there for one thing, but I came out, okay, it was really about me.
Yeah.
It was about me crossing over from the place of darkness and into the place of light, where I can recognize, right? I can finally recognize my faults. I can recognize some things that was there that came from my past, and there were some things also that I was able to see that came from His. Yes. And when I really started looking at it, Michelle, I said, you know what, God, it's like when you find yourself really opening up your whole life to you. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I felt like that I was on a spiritual surgeon table going through their life coaching certification where everything was exposed.
Yes.
Right. You know, we've been brought up in church and we've been taught in some cases that we to mask our feelings, hide how we feel and the things that we're going through and just come to church. Yeah. But no, God said, you're not going to escape through this one.
Nope.
The light came was that I had to expose the ugly. Mm-hmm. I had to expose the ugly in order to get back to the beautiful side. Right?
Yes.
I had to expose the pain in order for me to get back to power, Michelle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I knew that I couldn't stay where I was because I've always seen myself doing something greater.
Amen.
And I had to look at the situation from the standpoint as, okay, this is not only something that is happening to me, it's happening for me.
Amen. Amen. Only God can give you that perspective.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey guys, it's Joel from Momentous Experience here. How you going? If you listen to people that I catch up with here and around the world talking about their mental health, the challenges they face, and how they've managed it. It's all about spreading awareness and promoting a peaceful and balanced life. So join me again, Momentous Experience, on Spotify, Apple, and Google.
Yes, it's happening for me. And when he gave me that, oh my goodness, the rejection, the hurt, the pain, the unforgiveness, mm-hmm. all of those things that I had in my heart towards my husband, I saw layers, mm-hmm. you know, layers of those things finally falling off of me. It was just like a scale. And it was a process. It didn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
You know, it happened overnight, but over time, mm-hmm. you know, as I kept putting myself before God and staying humble and saying, God, I know there is something greater that you have for me. I know that I'm not just going through this just for nothing. It's for somebody, for something, right?
Right.
So, yeah, in the light of it, yes, I found God. I found my purpose again. Not only that, I flipped that pain into my power, and I came to understand and said, okay, girl, now you can really do the things that you've been always wanting to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No one's holding you back.
Nobody's holding. Absolutely. Nobody was holding me back. Nobody is in the way for me doing what I say that God has called me to do. And when I got that, Michelle, and I got home, I'm like, okay, I don't have my son. He's grown and gone, right?
That's right. You're a glam mommy.
Yes, I am. Thank you. And when I finally got that revelation, I'm like, okay, God, it's time for me to live my best life because I've done my part. I've raised my child. I've been the wife and I've forgiven. I've moved on. And he and I can talk today and laugh today because I moved on, you know, mm-hmm. and I give God the glory for that because in that in itself, that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And that's something only God can do where you're no longer bitter, you know, like the unforgiving. And y'all can't see it, but Tasha is absolutely gorgeous. Like she is a model. She is so pretty. Okay. Pretty. All right. And I'm so grateful. I'm just being real that she did not let bitterness overtake her and snatch that beauty. Because this lady's a hottie.
Thank you.
And that's what bitterness will do to people. It'll yeah. start taking away their youthful glow and all of that anointing and all that. And I'm just so glad that you can just testify that you've gone through all of this mm-hmm. and having to start all over again after 18 years. Mm-hmm. But yet you still have joy. Yet Absolutely. You have a smile. Yet you have a song yes. in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, but God. And so we just thank God for that light. And you are just a bright light. You know, her lane shines bright, y'all. Okay. Oh,
thank you. Thank you. And so do you.
Yes. I'm like, we got some great people. And I thank God because even in the midst of all the negative things that have happened to all of us, we've made some fabulous connections and we have just a great circle of wonderful coaches that just lift one another up and there's no competition. It's just, we genuinely want to see each other prosper and just be in good success. And that's nothing but God in all of us. And so I'm so grateful for that. Okay, Tasha, because we done heard about the loss. That's a whole lot of loss. That's 18 years of loss. Okay. But this, let me say this, we're going to start calling it lessons. We got 18 okay. years worth of lessons there, okay?
Oh, no, that's
right. We lost the marriage and gained the lesson. That's what we're going to call this. Lost that's the marriage, right. gained the lesson, okay?
Absolutely.
So we talked about the loss. We talked about the light and how God just stepped in and just showed up and showed out and did some healing, some just surgery on your heart, okay? Yes. Now let's talk about the laughter. Talk to us about when you remember, like, you're laughing again, like life goes on again. Mm-hmm. I can enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that.
Well, absolutely, Michelle. Well, I can remember last year When I published my first book.
Oh, yay!
Yes, the book ended up my bestseller. And
yes, Amazon bestseller.
Yes. And the laughter in that was back in 2017. I wrote the book back then. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until last year that God released me in, you know, to releasing it and to publishing it. And I had worked so hard. This is the laughter part. I worked so hard on that book. I'm like, God, when are you going to let me to do this book, and when am I going to release it? And you know, I can admit to, I got a little perfectionism in me, you know, mm-hmm. perfect Patty, want everything yeah. perfect.
Yeah.
But I found out that, Michelle, that going through what I went through, I do believe that if it wasn't for that, mm-hmm. right? If it wasn't for me going through that little loss and everything, that I wouldn't have been positioned mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically to even conjure up that book back up in my spirit, because I had forgotten about it, mm-hmm. right? My son actually was the one that said, Mom, where is your book? Why don't you just go ahead and release your book? You've been sitting on it for years. And I chuckled at him. I'm like, boy, hold up, read this book. Are you serious? He said, Mom, you just sleep it on yourself. You sleep mm-hmm. it on yourself. Yeah. So I made up my mind. I said, okay, devil, you are a liar.
That's right.
And I'm going to face my fears.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The title of the book, Hello Fear. So I had to face my fears and telling the enemy, you know what? You get the last laugh, because you thought that by you taking me through what I went through,
mm-hmm.
I was going to lose pretty much everything that I had, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
He thought that I was going to forget about that book that God had given me in 17. He thought that I was going to have bitterness in my heart towards my husband for the rest of my life. Oh, he thought
right?
that I was going to pick up the pieces of my life and start living again. Oh, he thought this, right?
Yes.
So I said, look who's had the last laugh. So when I pushed that published, oh my goodness, button, when I published that book, I said, devil.
That's right. I am laughing now. Okay.
That's right.
You That's thought cool. you had me.
Come on.
You didn't realize you just launched me. Okay. You just gave me more ammo in your face.
Come yes. on. Yes.
Laugh at the enemy. Laugh at his
foolishness.
Yes.
Absolutely. And then not only that, birthing other things.
Yes.
My eyes, being here with you.
Yes.
Come on. If I would have been holding on to all of those things and not finding my lane,
mm-hmm.
or not finding my lane back in the marketplace and finding myself, finding my identity, rediscovering who I was as a woman at this age and as a single woman, right?
Yes,
too.
Yes.
So, and at this age, and I'm like, okay, God, but you know what? Oh, I'm going to live my best life.
That's right. That's right. Oh, it's only going to get better here.
Come on. Come
yes.
on.
Yes.
So I laughed. Yes, I laughed at the enemy and I said, ha. And I'm going to keep on laughing.
That's
because
right.
Like, if it wasn't for those things, and if it wasn't for God bring me back into his marvelous light,
mm-hmm.
I would never have birthed the books, the dreams, the courses, the life coaching practice. You know,
that's Michelle, right. That's
all
right.
of those things that was locked in me, and the enemy knew it.
Mm-hmm.
He knew it.
Yeah.
But I get the last laugh.
That's right. That's right. And we laughing all the way to the bank.
Yes.
That's
Absolutely,
right.
Girl. Absolutely.
We believe that. Y'all, listen, this is some good stuff. And it takes some time. Like Tasha said, it took a little bit of time. But I want you to be able to see the things that are happening in your life. It's temporary. And you get to have the last laugh. You get to decide how you want your life to go. If you release the hurt, release that pain, release that bitterness, release that unforgiveness, man, it clears up that lane, okay? Tasha is cruising in her lane, okay, y'all? She's doing her thing, all right? Listen, Tasha, before we go, do you have any last minute, any type of advice you got for a sister out here or a brother that's struggling after a breakup, after a divorce?
I want to tell you, let me say this. I just wish to tell you this. What you do for Christ will last. That's my first thing I want to share with you. What you do for Christ will last. If you know that God has called you to do some great and mighty things, it doesn't matter how dark places may get. It doesn't matter how hard things may seem or appear around you. Know that when you keep your mind on God, you keep your mind on the promises of God. You keep your mind on the things that God himself have only whispered to you in the middle of the night and waking you up in the middle of the night, in the middle of and early in the morning. Just keep the promise of God before you. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's going to get hard. That's life. Yeah, things may seem as if it's going to get worse before they get better. But guess what? That's life. But when you learn to keep your light on and let your light keep shining for God, again, what you do for Christ will last. That will be your guide in getting you out of that place of darkness and back to that place of light. Because now you have a focus point. Now you have a destination that you can meditate on every single day, and you can visualize yourself in a greater place, in a greater light than where you are right now. And I just do believe the joy of the Lord is your strength.
That's right.
So I thank God for you, Michelle. Thank you for having me. I pray that what I just shared, it would bless somebody.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on. Listen, tell the audience where they can reach you, because there might be some sisters out there that's going through it and they're like, I don't even know what to do. And I need some help. I need some support. We got Tasha here. Tasha, tell them where they can find you.
Yes, you can find me across all social media platforms at I Am Tasha Lane. That is TOSHIALANE. And also you can find me at TOSHIALANE.com. And also I do have a Finding Your Lane of Power Academy that you could connect with me. If you are a woman that you are stuck, you feel like you're stuck and you can't go any further in life, you're struggling, you lack that self-esteem and that confidence and getting back up again from that place of where you may have failed, that is a great community, Finding Your Lane Master Power Academy, that I have just for the women of faith, just to come and be empowered and to lift one another up. And you can also tune in to my podcast on Apple iTunes at the Tasha Lane Show. Right. Amen. And I would love to have you. And if you come by, make sure you leave me a comment, DM me, FaceTime, right, whatever. You just let me know you've been there. I would love to read your messages. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Tasha, once again, for coming on Lost Light and Laughter. That concludes this episode. Y'all, it may not be a loss. There may be a lesson in this thing. All right? Y'all have a good one.
Everybody show love one time. It's time to give praise. Everybody give praise one time. Yeah, it's time to show love. Everybody show love one time.